And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Scraper. Trash can. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, I haven't heard of Scraper before. Have you heard of Scraper before?
I haven't, no.
I believe they're from Sacramento. They're certainly West Coast US. And yet another great band to come through from Slovenly Records. I've got to hand it to Slovenly. It seems like everything they send us, I absolutely love. I'd say that's more punk than garage punk. And Slovenly are primarily a garage label, but yeah. Absolutely love it, and we'll be playing more from them in future weeks. That from their latest now, it's an EP rather than an album, but I think it's about 8 tracks on it.
Okay.
You can find out more by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/scraperband.
Oh, you're so close. facebook.com/scrapersband. Scraper S band. So maybe it's Scraper Sacramento band. You know, the Americans like that, don't they? They'll put the initial of the city. So, but yeah, Scrapers band. facebook.com/scrapersband. I have no additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
At all. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. titling your email Comedy Suburbs, it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But we are going to be doing quite a bit of admin on this week's show about various different things, so we will remind you of it later on, I would think.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and we are going to try and keep the show to under an hour this week. My apologies to those of you who had to sit through an hour and 9 minutes of us last week, but hey, it was a David Bowie thing.
Yes, it's fine.
It was a David Bowie thing. So have you got anything you want to say in this bit?
Not really.
Great. You're so much fun.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get on with the second song then. There's a little bit of... Now, what do I call this? There's a little bit of symmetry this week in that we're playing the second song and the eighth song out of 9 are standalone tracks that aren't really anything like the other tracks on the show, in my opinion. That makes sense?
Right, okay.
Right. First up, a band... Now... Do I mean that? Yes, first off, a band called China Shop Bull. And we have played them before. They're from Bristol. And they're, I don't know, they're kind of ska punk, sort of rap, sort of alternative sort of, I think I like it, a little bit metally. It's got some, just got some good stuff in it. And this is, now, I'll give you the title of the track up front. It's Nine Lives Reprised featuring Juggernaut. So presumably Juggernaut, again, excuse my ignorance here, is someone else from Bristol that they were working with on this track. Would that make sense?
Is
that
how these things work? I guess so, yeah.
It's either that or halfway through the song I haven't noticed and they get crashed into.
Could be.
Might be, yeah. So, anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is China Shop Bull's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ChinaShopBull
Facebook.com/ChinaShopBullUK You're very close on these, Tony, but no cigar. Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony, nil. And this is, as I say, all the way from Bristol and from their latest release. And we might, I think we played a couple of tracks off it already. Anyway, this is Nine Lives Reprised featuring Juggernaut.
Nine times nine, no multiplication. Built from the ground up, from the foundation. Now no mess about, no time wasting. Shining bright like the eyes of a cat. From here to Halifax, all up in your habitat. Better like other cats, put on another rack. Because it's raining dogs and cats. Nine lives, never half eyes. Eyes glass out bullshit, cutting out bullshit. Every time someone dies, babies being born at the same time. That's life, that's why. Never say you don't get second chances. Someone's got the answer, the devil that we dance with. Break your spirit when it snaps like branches. Here we go, Andy. The next one, start with nothing and end up with more. A one-way switch that keeps getting turned on. Turning faster if it starts to pour. Gather up the parts for the start of a new flow. Building up an accumulation. Put everything together and in one go. Quick shot, blast amalgamation. Stay in a minute, one time and space at a time. You can nail it or bin in our crime. On a lifeline, drawn in your own time. Choose which side of a fine line. Nine lives left, just bust the beehive. Gotta get out before you can rewind. Find the best way, learn to live a life. Best to be done by your own mind.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I would describe that track, Tone, as kind of Rage Against the Machine with a brass section.
Okay.
No one was expecting that, were they?
They weren't.
I certainly was. I should also explain, by the way, if sometimes it feels like I don't have a lot of knowledge about the band we're playing, or I haven't done a lot of research for it, because as a rule, things come through, I listen to them, I think, oh, that's brilliant, then I'll stick them in the playlist for the show, and then about half an hour before the show, I think, oh Christ, I haven't gone back and, who did that, what was that all about? And then I rush it all together. But I suppose the important thing is that the music's brilliant, and you get a web link for it, so you can do the rest yourself, can't you?
That's right.
Yeah. Sadly though, it sounds like you haven't done a lot about that on Facebook this week, Tom.
There's not a lot going on Facebook this week, no. In fact, when I say not a lot, I'm basically nothing.
I think Facebook's peaked.
Do you think?
In a week when Friends Reunited finally closed down, yeah, which means that I don't know how we're ever supposed to get in touch with our old friends again.
No idea.
No idea at all. I did see an interview where they said, look, every social media thing will have its day. And in the same way that MySpace just went south suddenly, didn't it? And that's gone now. It's very possible that Facebook or Twitter could just go out of fashion, couldn't they?
They could. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing stopping them. I mean, Twitter had a big meltdown this week as well. That went offline. And Facebook, I don't know. You'd have thought so. I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
Well, you can still tell when there's someone new on Facebook. I've got an old friend called Kevin who lives in Scotland. I think he's only been on Facebook a few weeks, because he's doing all the things people do when they get on something. You're suddenly getting all these links to things you've either already seen or don't need, or he's updating you on every minute of his life when he didn't use to tell you about anything at all. It's all that. He hasn't really started leaving comments on other people's pages yet, but I think that's because he hasn't learned how to look at them.
Right.
Because that's like the next thing, isn't it? That you suddenly realise that it's not everything looking at you, you're just part of a massive thing, and then you start looking at other things, and we'll see anyway. But
yeah. Well, hopefully.
But the point is, there'll be any comments, which means that for the first time in ages, we're not doing the tune.
We're not.
No. So what are we going to do instead, Tony?
Well, one thing, the last comment we had was talking about the restaurant reviews for Boma.
Yes. Now, so just for people that maybe missed the joke, I've got a mate who's the chef in a restaurant in southern Spain called Boma, and he was getting tired of them being only listed 7th on TripAdvisor for restaurants in the local area, when he felt they were much, much better. So we started a minor campaign a couple of weeks ago where we invited people to leave reviews for him. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. And some did.
They did. So, well, we've had 3 so far, but to be fair, one of them is me.
Doesn't matter, you can still read it out.
Well, okay, we've had 3 then. So, first up, Ross.
Did people have to do anything within their review, or did we ask them to put anything within their review?
They had to mention the shepherd's pie, and they had to mention Snow Patrol.
Brilliant. Right, okay.
Bye. So Ross, who is from up north, old listener.
The old listener, failed business partner.
Yes, the failed third member.
Yeah.
Hi, Ross. He says, pie! Awesome place. Good food, great atmosphere, and above all else, no snow patrol. Highly recommend the shepherd's pie, and that's 5 stars.
Excellent.
Thanks for that, Ross. And Timo S. from in Hanover in Germany.
Yes, we love the Germans.
We do. Unbelievably good shepherd's pie is the title of this review. And he says, I'm still baffled that I had to travel to Spain to get the best shepherd's pie I've ever had. Way better than anything I've tried in the UK, apart from haggis. Another very positive, unlike other establishments in the area, the owner doesn't make you listen to the outdated and annoying Snow Patrol podcast. Top bloke, good food. That's 5 stars.
Fantastically specific. Brilliant.
And finally, Yum Yum Shepherd's Pie. This is from Tony H. from Nottingham.
I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah, he's great. He says, gotta say, the shepherd's pie here is amazing. Extra marks for our server who joined us in our hatred of Snow Patrol. What an awful band. That's 5 stars, of course.
Please do. Now, have you got a link handy for this?
There's a link on our Facebook page. It is a bit of a nightmare.
But look, it's the easiest thing to do, to go to TripAdvisor, type in Boma and Spain, and then you'll find it.
Yeah, you got to search for the Al Jorin El Grande, and then search for Boma within that. If you go to our Facebook page, it is still on there.
All right, okay.
But you'll find it.
You'll find it better. Anyway, Dave, if you're listening, I hope we're helping.
Yeah.
He did say, I think I said, didn't I, that he did say that a week after we started this campaign, I sent him a message saying, hey, how's it going? Have you moved right up the list after our reviews? And I got a message back saying, down to 8th.
Is 7th now?
The 7th again now, aren't
they? 7th of 48.
We'd like to get them up to 6th.
There you go.
We don't have a lot of ambition.
No.
All right.
But yes, that's all of those. That's cool. Thanks for that.
Well, hopefully we'll have some Facebook comments back for you next week. But please do, if you can, I know it's a bit of a headache, but please do try and leave a review for Dave's Restaurant Boma in Southern Spain, because it's funny. It's funny. If anyone's reading it, they'll go, what else is going on?
Yeah.
So, Tony, I'm going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
First up, a band called Useless Eaters, also come through from Slovenly. Now, this is the second release we've had from Useless. I think we had a best of from them a couple of years ago, and they've got a new, again, it's a new sort of EP out now. I won't tell you the title of the track, but I'll tell you what I did the other night. You know, we like doing movie reviews from time to time, don't we?
We do.
I finally saw Rush the other night. Have you seen that, the film about James Hunt and Niki Lauda?
I've got it on the TiVo.
Yeah, it's great.
Steph's seen 50% of it, and she refuses to finish it until I've caught up.
Right, good. Because it keeps being on film for, and I keep either missing the first half hour or not seeing it. Anyway, I watched the whole thing the other night. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant film. Really, really good. And I do remember James Hunt. You maybe don't. You're a little bit younger than me. I remember James Hunt and Niki Lauda. I remember Niki Lauda having the crash, even though I was only 6 years old when it happened. It was big news. And a great film. But as I was going through the tracks this week, thinking about what I'd done, quite often there's been a track that's exactly gone with something that's happened this week, as in, well, the fifth track particularly. But for this one right now, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Useless Eaters' Bandcamp page?
UselessEaters.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. And in a completely out of order style from my point of view, but not theirs, inspired for me by watching Rush, where Niki Lauda has an horrific crash at the Nürburgring. This is Car Accident Face.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I hope we bump into Marv soon.
Yeah, we're still obviously in touch via the old Facebook, and I believe he didn't like Star Wars either, judging by his very short review. But
I think the world's worm is turning on Star Wars. I'm seeing a few people going actually pants.
It could do.
I would lie, of course, but
but no, hopefully Marv's all right. I'm sure he is.
I'm sure we'll bump into him for a pint before long. Yeah. I have one. It's not a sheet of paper. What do you call it? Well, I have one document on a laptop with all the bands on the show this week and their websites and what have you, and the odd note in between them, and that's it. One page. I don't have scripts or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This week it's a right mess. Okay. I've got stuff all over the place because I send you the one without the websites on, so you know what's happening. And then I add notes and bits and bobs here and there. Well, it looks like a five-year-old's been drawing all over my computer.
Oh, dear.
It makes a right mess. So for this bit, I've got last week, Friday Band Snow, The Bath, Edinburgh.
Right.
Any idea what that means?
No.
I'll tell you. First of all, did you do anything last week?
No. Bought a car. We bought up the car. Yep, so as mentioned last week.
And is it a Bobby Dazzler?
It's lovely.
Excellent.
It's lovely. And then had to insure it, so I had to go through the normal nightmare about that, and getting raped and pillaged is the norm. But apart from that, nope, pretty calm. What did you go up to?
Well, last week, Friday Band Snow, The Bath, Edinburgh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so last Thursday, my mate Silky came out to play, and we went to all the pubs around my house.
Ah, excellent.
So I have now circled my house for pubs. And we went to the one that I thought looked terrifying, and it wasn't.
Is that the Falcon or something?
Yeah, but I got that wrong. It's actually called the Raven.
Ah.
And it looked terrifying from the outside. Inside, it was just some old people watching The Chase. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We also went to the Royal Oak that I'd been warned of, and that was lovely as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great fun. I mean, real sort of spit and sawdust place, but an excellent laugh. But we went down the Lion, and while we were down the Lion, I saw advertising there a band called Pesky Alligators, and I thought, oh, I'll go and see them, they look good. So I arranged on Saturday in the snow to walk down to the Lion to see Pesky Alligators, and I'd got the day wrong. They'd been on the Friday, and I had to watch a band doing bad rock covers.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I didn't stay that long, and then I walked back in the snow uphill, and that hill's a lot steeper in the snow.
It certainly is.
Right, when have you walked up there in the snow?
Well, I've walked up there and I can imagine it in my head.
All right, then. Wow, Tony, it's not often you demonstrate imagination. So anyway, the last thing that I've got down... Oh, no, so then the bath. I've been in this house now since early November, and I had my first bath this week, Tony.
Okay. It's a new year.
Some people missed the point, and I did put on Facebook, and finally had my first bath. I'm going to try cleaning my teeth tomorrow. But you know, I have been showering. Mm. I just haven't got in the bath. So the bath is amazing. It's massive, and I half filled it. I'm thinking, oh, that doesn't look very deep. Got in it, nearly drowned. Realised that next time I'm going to do widths of the bath, I think.
Right.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Had a great bath. And finally, I have started allocating comedians for the Edinburgh Fringe this year on the PBH3 Fringe. And I sent my first 75 allocations in, my first 75 recommendations of the... We've had about 400 applications so far, about 300 of them are stand-up comics, and we're getting more by the day. And I'm back into that again, basically. But it's going all right.
Okay.
So that's what I did last week.
That's quite a lot, really, isn't it?
Now, last week's show was kind of a tribute to Bowie, but it wasn't a tribute to Bowie. We just kept talking about Bowie while we were playing other stuff. Some things I'd half-baked, tried to get to be a bit to do with Bowie, but frankly, it was... it was just paltry and childish.
Okay.
But also, the outpouring of grief for Bowie, as usual, it doesn't take me long to start changing my mind about things. The outpouring of grief for the death of Bowie on Facebook by people who didn't know him but frankly were acting like they did was absolutely ridiculous. And I forgot that I once sat next to him and had dinner.
Oh, right.
I'd completely forgotten about it. But I was so... I've told this story before, but anyway, I was sat down in a backstage area of a festival. There was a band called They Might Be Giants sat at the same table, and I was having a little bit of a chat with them, and there were two seats... empty seats next to me. They Might Be Giants suddenly went completely quiet. I wondered what was up, and then this bloke walked up behind me, gently put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Excuse me, is this seat taken?" And I went, "No." So I had David Bowie sat down with his minder, and none of us said a word.
Right.
Didn't speak to him. All these things I'd always wanted to ask him, and I just completely bottled up. I couldn't speak to him. The most charismatic man I've ever seen in a room. Absolutely amazing. And just brilliant. I didn't even look at what he was eating to see if it was the same as me. I just sat there quietly eating my food very carefully and trying not to spit or cough or do anything that might make David Bowie not like me. And he probably just wanted to chat with people, but no one was going to start a conversation. Anyway, the next band this week from the Vaults. Oh, sorry, I haven't even spoken about the last track, have I?
No,
I haven't. Goodness me, I'm so sorry. This is weird. So a little bit earlier on, you heard Harry Violet and the Sharks with a classic song called "Dance at the Corova." They're out of London. Don't look like they sound. I'll only say that. You can find out why when you go to their website, which is
harryviolet.com.
harryviolet and the sharks.co.uk. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1. That is part of a new release from Dirty War Records, which is a 7-inch vinyl single that they recorded, mixed, produced and pressed themselves.
Well, blimey.
Yeah. And it's a real classic slice of kind of vintage rock and roll, exactly the sort of thing you'd expect from Dirty Water Records, but with a Clockwork Orange influence. And okay, you'll know that if you've read A Clockwork Orange, you'll know that the Corova was one of the main... I think it means cow, doesn't it?
I had no idea.
I think it means the cow, and because in there they would drink Moloko or Moloko, which was the name of the band, which meant milk.
Right.
So it was a sort of milk bar. Anyway, I should have told you that straight after you'd heard the song. Now everything's weird, because now I'm going back to From the Vaults, a band that where we feature a band we played on the show before, possibly a track we played before, but this week not, because, first of all, Johnny Throttle are from all over the world, but based in London, and at one point a mate of mine, John Codger, was in the band as well, but isn't now because he's relocated. Actually, not far from here, Chesterfield, I think. Okay. But they had been doing a couple of gigs again after splitting up and lineup changes and all that. But we got sent an album by theirs that I absolutely love. It's got some great songs in it, and this one I'd managed to miss before. But if you remember, oh, look, I'll talk about it afterwards, Tony.
Okay, that's fine. You talk about it afterwards.
Right. So anyway, and I'll ask you the Facebook as well. I've been rattling on. I said I'd keep this show short this week. This is a brilliant song. You're going to love it. This is Johnny Throttle, Anne. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The games I play. That was Johnny Throttle and a track called Anne. And you can find out more about that. That is off an album that came out 4 or 5 years back, I think. It's an absolutely brilliant album. And if you go to their Facebook page, you can find out about it. Their Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/Johnny Throttle.
No, facebook.com/Johnny-Throttle-1409383717519. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default, yeah.
It's a default, you are an old. There are other ways to find Johnny Throttle on the internet. You can always type in Johnny Throttle. Just make sure you type it in properly.
Yes.
So that was a track called Anne. Now, the reason that I played that is because if you listen to that song, it's reminiscent of a David Bowie track called Hang On To Yourself, which is my favourite David Bowie song and is on the album Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Now, the biggest David Bowie fan ever, in my opinion, was my Auntie Anne, who was absolutely devastated when David Bowie died, and that track was called Anne, and sounds like a David Bowie song from Ziggy Stardust Spiders from Mars, but from a band who I know the bass player in, John Codger, who I did before he left and he now relocated to Chesterfield and all that, and that is how worlds collide.
Right.
I'm glad we've got that sorted out. In another minor point about David Bowie, last week, I've got to thank not only BBC4, but various other channels for doing some brilliant David Bowie tributes, one of which was a replaying of a gig he did in Dublin in, I think, 2006. And really unusual, because I wasn't sure. It was a real weird playlist that David Bowie did, Tony. It was all tracks from all over the years, all over the place, and tracks from the latest album that he brought out, whenever it was around then. But in the encore, he played Hang On To Yourself.
Okay.
Which I really didn't expect at all. There's a track that he'd pluck out of nowhere, but shows what a brilliant song it is and one of my favourites, and there you go. And so even though Auntie Anne won't be actually listening to this show ever, I hope, I would like to dedicate Anne to Auntie Anne, because it sounds like David Bowie a little bit on Hang On To Yourself, but with a punked up version, blah blah, and that's how worlds collide.
Gotcha.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Oh wow, right, brilliant. Okay, in that case it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar. Sorry, I was talking for ages there, because I didn't think you got any.
yeah
this show's going to be 3 hours long.
Yep, more gigs at the 12 bar. It's still where it was last week, funny enough. Holloway Road in London. Do check it out if you can. This Friday, 22nd, is Retribution Alive from Dicker, My Silent Wake, Morktar, Hellgrind, and Near Ruin.
Sounds like another folk night down there.
Could be a bit folky.
Sounds a bit happy clappy to me.
How much do you reckon on a folk night?
Well, I think that's going to be £6 demonic pounds.
It is.
in a hot rocking way. That is not going to muck about, that gig.
It's not.
It's going to be dark.
Saturday night. It's a tribute band night. Guns to Roses and Thin Lizzy. So, if you are in that kind of mood, you check it out. How much do you think Saturday night?
It's hard not to be in a Guns N' Roses and Thin Lizzy mood, I would say.
Isn't it?
Both bands in their own way preposterous. Guns N' Roses, obviously, for just being Guns N' Roses. And Thin Lizzy, because of Phil Lynott's remarkably tight trousers. That'll be a cracking night. It'll be really good. It'll be a good fun night. Mm. That's a lot of people into rock and indeed punk and metal will go to that show, and they will have a right old laugh and a good old dance around and good old jump around. Sounds brilliant.
How much do you reckon?
£6.
Seven.
You know what? I reckon that's to pay for the trousers.
Probably. You need a certain kind of insurance for those kind of trousers.
It's a good job they weren't called Fat Lizzy. You never got them on. So they are nothing.
Well, on Monday night, Bull Live. I think it's actually Bull Live. Right. I have no more information than that. How much do you think it would be to go and watch
Bull? So it's a Bull Live, is it?
Possibly. What band? I don't know.
Right, okay.
Monday night,
£3?
Free entry.
As I said, £3. No quids. So 673. Across the road and just up from the Beast.
Ain't far.
Probably see right through his kitchen window. I wonder what the Beast is cooking today.
Souls. It's always souls.
Either souls or toasted ravioli.
He does like the ravioli.
He does, and toasted ravioli, the Beast is, of course, possibly from St. Louis, where they invented toasted ravioli, where some crazy Frenchman tasted ravioli and said, that'll be great toasted. And there you go, a little culinary history lesson out of nowhere.
Beautiful.
About Midwestern cuisine. How did I find that out? I went there and somebody told me.
There you go. That's it for gigs this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. Well, that was good fun. I'm sorry it took so long time. Got to play another two songs in a row now, and I'm going to have to crack on with the first one. Band called The Permanent Smilers, Tony. Now, I've got a confession to make here. I got an email from Manila PR, Tony, the boss of Manila PR, last week, saying, we've got this band, The Permanent Smilers, would you like to play them? I read the description of them, to my shame, didn't check them out. And I sent him an email back saying, look, I'm not making any promises on this one, I'm not sure that it's right for Punky. I sent it through anyway, he went, great, I understand. Sent it through, Tony, I absolutely love it.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely love it, all the way from Norwich. How can you not love the Norwich sound? Every band that's ever come out of Norwich is amazing. I love the Norwich sound, and so does a guy called Paul Jordan.
Okay.
He loves the Norwich sound, the Norwich punk scene. Norwich has always been a great place for music. A lot of that is to do with the university, I think.
Okay, very nice.
Didn't Elastica form at Norwich?
I have no idea.
I think they did. I think they formed at the University of East Anglia in Norwich.
Okay.
I think there's another little tidbit for you. But anyway, the local scene is absolutely brilliant as well. There's always great stuff. Permanent Smilers were a guy from another band called, now what were they called? The Lemon something, I think. The Lemon Growers, I think.
All right.
Anyway, not sure. But dating right back to 1980, still going, updated band. Here they are, The Permanent Smilers. Brilliant. Stay tuned for Dick Venom and the Teratones. More about them after you've heard them. In the meantime, Tony, what is The Permanent Smilers website?
ThePermanentSmilers.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 3. I'm exhausted. This is Identity Crisis.
Teaching would be better, you like to think you're cleaner than clean. Why? time you might. Why respect is growing on trees. What to do, not a clue. Bit off more than you can chew. You look a little displeased. Oh, you look a little unhappy. Are you in an uncomfortable place? Okay, I admit it's a bit out of character, but it leaves such a bitter taste. One will be an identity crisis. You seem to be in some sort of rot. One will be an identity crisis. I don't think I can cut it anymore. Cut it anymore. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. Identity crisis. Identity crisis.
Prairie dogging.
Dressing in black, compared to tomorrow. Got the white girl, girl, getting it together. Be the queen, as she must be.
Be a lady, you die first. Be a want to be a want to be a there. Dead, dead, be the lady. Be a want to be a want to be a there. Dead, dead, be the lady.
Wanna be the motorcycle, what the pussy, oh. And though I'm gonna tackle, what the pussy, oh. Run around, run around, what's the mama?
Spit me out and shoot. Me, I want to be, I wanna be a dead. Dead, dead, be the lake when I'm home. Me, I wanna be a dead. Dead, dead, be the lake when I'm.
What the Jack, Lee, Jack, hell of a
hey, well, I'd be a papa. Make my way to me. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Me, I want to be, I want to be a dead. Dead, dead, be the legwork. Me, I want to be, I want to be a dead.
You're listening to Dizarro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dick Venom and the Terratones and a track called Dead Deadbeat Delinquent from their latest album. Came out last year. I was supposed to go and see them, if you remember. In fact, you were going to come with me, weren't you?
Yes.
And they cancelled it, which is a real shame because it was the album launch. I haven't heard anything since. So I hope it was cancelled due to illness. I hope whoever it was that was ill is better now.
That is true.
Yeah, let's hope so. Maybe we can find out at some point and maybe get to see Dick Venom and the Terratones at another point. What's their website, Tony?
DickVenomandTheTerratones.com.
DickVenom.com. Paulie Beans, four, Tony two. Check them out. In my humble opinion, and I know they would consider themselves to be so, the closest Nottingham is ever going to get to having the Cramps.
Right, yes.
Now that the Cramps are no more. I do like that album. It's really, it's kind of, it verges between cabaret and swamp rock.
Okay.
Because it's good fun. You know, it's one of the, and then the Cramps were really good fun as well. It's got, it's lyrically interesting and really catchy and it's rock and roll all over the place.
Good.
Right. Tony.
Yes.
Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. I want to go and watch the new Tarantino film. I still have
Hateful Eight, is it?
Hateful Eight, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And I still have going to watch Star Wars on my list. But they keep getting pushed down the list.
I wouldn't have that very high up the list, though.
Oh, also it was me and the beautiful Stephanie's 9-year anniversary yesterday. Oh. So we may nine.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
2007. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we haven't done anything with it, so we might try and do something, but we'll see how we feel.
Blimey.
Mm.
Well, Tony, yes. Hasn't time flown?
Hasn't it just?
Christ. That's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
So that means I'd only been in your house for a week or two before you met her.
Yeah. Yeah, it was January 2007. Yeah,
that's amazing. I just thought it was a little bit longer than that, but anyway, wow. Well, congratulations. That means it's 9 years since I left my wife.
Yeah.
Cheers, Tone, for that reminder.
That's all right.
Right, how my life has worked out so well since then. Right, so you might do something about that this week.
Might try and do
Why
something.
Why not take it to something romantic like The Hateful Eight?
That's a good idea. That might be an idea.
Indeed. I'm planning on Saturday night to go on a pub crawl of Nottingham city centre, but the alternative pubs with alternative types, as a result of being invited to join an alternative group for people who aren't the mainstream, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought I might give that a go. At present, though, it looks a bit bloke heavy.
Right.
But I'll see. I know this is absolutely shameless, but if a few more women sign up to it, I'll go. But I don't really want to go out with a bunch of blokes I don't know around pubs in Nottingham. Anything could happen. But if there's balance, then, well, I mean, I don't mean like it's going to be some sort of crazy singles orgy, but I mean, you know what I mean. If there's balance, it's going to be much easier and it'll have a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
A bunch of blokes in a room can all get a bit blokey, and even on an alternative, we're different from everyone else, styly. You know, someone buys a round and says down, I'm in wrong, and everyone feels obliged, don't they? So I'd just rather it was a bit more mixed.
Yes.
But it's got till Saturday to become so.
Okay.
So that is the one thing I'm doing this week, Tony, other than checking stuff out around the house, because I've now got my hat and coat stand. Which means now put hats and coats up rather than having them all over the floor, which is what I've been doing for the last 2 months.
Right.
So I now have cleaner hats and coats.
Everything kind of getting sorted?
Sorry?
And everything else kind of getting sorted? Or?
Well, study which earlier.
Okay. Good.
Why do you think I got my mum here for a few days? She's here to sort all the things out I can't be bothered to do.
Excellent.
She refreshes parts of this house that I can't reach.
Excellent.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's that. So, I also want to talk a little bit about the next track, Tony.
All right.
A band we never played before, but we have sort of. The Membranes, Tony. The Membranes have been kind of on the edge of my psyche ever since the 80s. Well, they actually formed in the late 70s, I think. And they've got a fantastic bio on their page. And I'm just going to read a bit out from it now, right? I'll tell you what, why don't I ask you about their page now, first of all?
Okay.
What is The Membranes' website?
Themembranes.com.
No, themembranes.co.uk. So what does that make that? Probably be an internet 5, Tony, 3?
Or 6-2? 6-2, I think.
Whatever it is, I've won.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do go to themembranes.co.uk and read their biog. It's really, really entertaining, but there's one bit I really like. They've been going so long. There's lots and lots of detail about it, and then you suddenly get to 1989... and the detail vanishes, and it says 1989, the band releases their fourth album called To Slay the Rock Pig, which apart from a couple of tracks they hate and recommend that you don't bother with. 1990, the Membranes decided to take a couple of weeks off. 2009. It's brilliant. But it's a really, really good story about them, involving lots of other bands and lots of other punk bands, because the Membranes' mainstay is none other than John Robb, who we know from Goldblade. And many people know as a talking head on pretty much every single rock, top 20 rock and pop things there's ever been. John Robb's always on. He gets wheeled out, doesn't he?
He does.
And he's also behind a brilliant blog, Louder Than War. And if you follow Louder Than War on Twitter, you do get blogs. You get fantastic, fantastic music reviews and all kind of political reviews as well. There's a bunch of people working on it, but it seems to be an umbrella thing that John sort of runs as well. But the Membranes are suddenly more popular than ever, really. They're touring with Therapy over here very shortly, and then they're going to be touring to the States to tour with Killing Joke, a band that we've never had anything to play before until this week. And my thanks to Andrea from Blue Soap Music for sending us 3 tracks from their latest album, Dark Matter, Dark Energy, I think it's called. One of which is perfectly suitable for Punky Radio. The Membranes are very much a kind of post-punk, experimental, sometimes industrial noise. John Peel loved them. Lots of bands. There's a krautrock influence to them. They were good mates with, or are good mates with, Einstürzende and Neubarten, classic German industrial rock band, and all these different bands that the Membranes were closely associated with and have worked with, and quite surprising, just rolling. And they were on the Tube in the mid 80s, and there's a really funny clip of Jules Holland interviewing a young John Robb. Okay. And let's just say John Robb has matured like a fine wine. Right, but there's a very funny interview clip there, which is on I think it's on the Membranes page. Just right. So the Membranes are not your usual fare, Tony.
Okay.
They are hard to pigeonhole. Some of their tracks are frankly unlistenable. Other tracks are absolutely fantastic. That's exactly what they want. They're almost designed to confuse. They've recently done a gig in Estonia that sold out, where they had a 20-piece, I think, all-girl choir with them, right? They are just... they're not like other bands, Tony.
Wow.
But they have also got... I think they've got Pete out of... Goldblaze in him as well now, and he's really, really nice, Pete. I like him. So there's like that. It turns out I now know a couple of members, I think, of the Membranes. Anyway, point is, we've got, of the three tracks they sent us, there was only really one that I felt I could play on this show, because it's one of those albums, Tony, that you need to hear the whole album. It's not, I don't mean it's kind of conceptual, but I mean the songs move in and out of each other, and it's all kind of all that. But this has got, if they were going to release a single, I think it would be this track. So it makes sense for us to play this one.
Okay.
All right. So now, have I already asked you the Membranes website? I have, haven't I?
Yes.
I have, yeah. So you should be just hearing the start of this right now, I think, because it has got quite a long intro to it. And then it gets going. And then it suddenly... oh, I'll just let you listen to it, Tony. Okay. This is the Membranes. Do the Supernova.
Yeah.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Membranes, Do the Supernova. A quite monumental track, Tony.
Excellent.
A quite monumental track. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake. What are you going to do about that then?
I was going to remind people that they
this
need to
This is great.
This
is the first rude bit of the show. My mum's just walked through.
Yes. So much for a brand new year of twattage. We haven't had many this year. In fact, we've had none this week. So do email me if you have a twat normally. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. I'm sure we've all got some new year twats. If people can stop dying, then maybe...
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't mentioned Alan Rickman, have we?
Oh, I know.
But then it's a bit. But then he didn't have quite the musical back catalogue that David Bowie did, so...
No.
It's been a little bit more difficult to do a tribute for Alan Rickman, but yeah, what a shame.
It's about
the same age. 69 is a bit of a killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
And then who's that one that went the other day? Glenn Fry's
died.
Yeah.
The Eagles, yeah.
I'll be honest, I wasn't so bothered about that.
Not a big Eagles fan.
No, I wasn't really. But lots of work.
Big Alan Rickman fan. Obviously,
huge Alan. If Alan Rick had been in the Eagles, then I'd have been a fan.
No, I'd watch him.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
I'd go and see that. The funniest thing I've seen about all these, about, you know, when lots of rock stars die and all that, someone had put on Facebook, finally, God's assembled his ultimate band, or rather, he was just too tight to buy a Spotify account. Which I thought was a bit harsh. Anyway, yes. What are you saying about Alan Rickman?
I know. It is ridiculous. It is.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so what are we talking about? Plans, yeah. So we haven't got one.
We haven't got a track this week. You know, just email me and then we can get it started again. For the rest of the year.
Let's just crack on with the last song.
Yeah.
I've done so much gassing this week. Please do, if you haven't, it is a twat for us, please do send it through. We do like getting them a lot. You can accuse me of being one after this week's performance, quite frankly. Last track this week, Tony, Ghost of the Avalanche. We've played several times before. A two-piece noise punk band from Bath.
Okay.
And there aren't many of those.
No.
And really, really pleased when they send the stuff through, because it was, because they're not... They're kind of... Considering there's only two of them, it sounds like there's a lot of people in the band doing different things.
Right.
And their tracks change as they go on. And you'll see from this one where it starts off one way. This is almost bringing the young people and old people together, in my opinion. Because it starts off like one of them young people songs, and then it goes into one of them old people songs, but then it's one of them young people songs again, and it's one of those old people songs again. It's like it's music for the whole alternative family.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And I think, rather like when we played the Spitfires the other week, I think the chorus bit, I think you'll hear a real influence of The Jam on it, Tony.
Okay.
So 2 or 3 weeks in a row now, we've been playing bands with an influence of The Jam.
Fair enough.
Question is, Tony, what is Ghost of the Avalanche's Bandcamp page?
Ghostoftheavalanche.bandcamp.com?
It is, which means it's Tony less, Paulie being the internet more.
Yes,
certainly is. I can't remember exactly. It might
I think
be.
It's 6-3.
You think it's 6-3, do you? Well, I've won. That's the important thing.
Yep, it is.
Actually, the important thing is the track. Let's play it. Hold Your Fire.
Hold Your Fire!
Well, that's about it for this week, Tony. I hope you've enjoyed yourself, have you?
Always.
always. I've had a mare. That was Ghosts of the Avalanche and Hold Your Fire. You can find out more about them, ghostsoftheavalanche.bandcamp.com. We promised last week we would do this week, Tony, because you mentioned the brilliant internet stations that carry the show.
Yes, we are on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And they are all brilliant, and thank you so much. And if you're listening right now on those stations, why not get in touch? Because we don't hear much from our online listeners, do we?
We very seldom hear from them. So yeah, do let us know. Just Facebook will be fine, whatever.
Yeah, because the thing is, the more information you send us, the more likely it is that you'll hear from the lovely Tony and you'll hear less of me gas-bagging on like this week.
Yeah, you can even tweet us or whatever. Just let you in touch.
Look at you, just giving them more. You can even send us a letter.
You could send us a letter.
You can even phone us up if you've got our landlines. That's about it for this week. I might see one or two of you on Saturday. Who knows? Tony, have a great week.
You too.
Congratulations to you and Steph on 9 years.
Yeah, thank you.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.